Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's something in our sky that many of us have seen, but nobody can seem to truly explain. It's a massive black triangular craft with a light at each corner and sometimes another huge illuminance in the center that has been said to look almost like a ball of fire. There are enough sightings of this craft to say without a shadow of a doubt that no matter what it is in fact real. It's not imagination. There is a massive black triangular craft in the sky, and most likely, there's an entire fleet of them, as so many people have witnessed these peculiar and ominous UFOs. Don't let this distract you from the fact that we are feeding hungry gods and being fed to hungry gods. Death is a sacrifice, and those things that push us to death and to destroy are merely mechanisms of death. And don't let this distract you from the fact that everything that happens here in the West is a simulation. Nothing you see is really what it seems to be. We are pieces in the Archon game. Everything is designed to deceive or to trick you, from the deal on stuff at the store, to the commercials you're forced to endure, to the shows and TikToks you watch, to the way the economy works, to the skies above you and what is flying around in them. They're installing AI data centers not for your ChatGPT prompts, but because they are building a web to control you. They are installing flock cameras and Ubers and drones and trees and in hidden locations, not to keep you safe, but to control you and monitor each and every one of our moves. These cameras are designed to read your eyes, and they have already collected all your data through your cell phone's eye scanning and facial recognition technology, as well as AI data mining. They have captured your identity and know everything about you. They listen to you through your TVs, your phones, your new cars, and even your appliances. They watch you through the same. But knowing everything about you is simply not enough. They want to control you. There is already nobody who is truly anonymous. But now, they will turn you into a robot. They want to keep track of you. This way, if you ever disagree with anything they do, they know exactly where you are and exactly how to take you down. Anytime, any place. Doesn't matter. They paint an illusion of UFOs and aliens and unexplained phenomena, but these are actually their tech, bequeathed upon them by whoever is in charge. Most likely the father of lies himself and his army of archons, as this is how he and they have operated since the very beginning. It is all a great deception, and the only way to break free is to break out and to never return, or to scorch the entire lot and start over from scratch. Of course, they own the skies, and of course, they say, it's aliens. Have you ever seen a sci-fi with an oppressive government or overlord system? They always arrive from the skies. They are drones. They are craft. They are alien-looking ships that appear out of nowhere and disappear at will. Everything is a foreshadow. But if you have no light in your life, the shadows are invisible. You must wake up. At the same time, you must realize that this is going to happen, whether we want it to or not. The very planet will become a prison, and each of us will have to deal with the consequences of our silence and our inaction. Now, when it comes to the Black Manta, the TR-3B, the Dorito, the Black Triangle UFO, the following information is attributed to alleged whistleblowers, some of whom are alive and some of whom are not, and the most prominent of which is Edgar Rothschild Fouché. Fouché claimed to have worked around classified aerospace programs and said his information came through people connected with extremely compartmented projects. His presentation explicitly discusses secret technology, black programs, the Aurora program, and a triangular vehicle that he calls the TR-3B. The TR-3B is codenamed Astra. The Tactical Reconnaissance TR-3B first operational flight was in the early 90s. The triangular-shaped nuclear-powered aerospace platform was developed under the top-secret Aurora program with SDI and black budget monies. The Aurora is the most classified aerospace development program in existence. The TR-3B is the most exotic vehicle created by the Aurora program. It's funded and operationally tasked by the National Reconnaissance Office, the NSA, and the CIA. The TR-3B Flying Triangle is not fiction and was built with technology available in the mid-80s. Not every UFO spotted is one of theirs. The TR-3B vehicle's outer coating is reactive to electrical radar stimulation and can change reflectiveness, radar absorptiveness, and color. The polymer skin, when used in conjunction with the TR-3B's electronic countermeasures and ECCM, can make the vehicle look like a smaller aircraft or a flying cylinder, or even trick radar receivers into falsely detecting a variety of aircraft, no aircraft, or several aircraft at various locations. A circular plasma-filled accelerator ring called the magnetic field disruptor surrounds the rotatable crew compartment and is far ahead of any imaginable technology. Sandia and Livermore Laboratories developed the reverse-engineered magnetic field disruptor technology. The government will go to any lengths to protect this technology. The plasma, mercury-based, is pressurized at 250,000 atmospheres at a temperature of 150 degrees Kelvin and accelerated to 50,000 RPM. To create a superconductive plasma with the resulting gravity disruption. The MFD generates a magnetic vortex field which disrupts or neutralizes the effects of gravity on mass within proximity by 89%. Do not misunderstand. This is not anti-gravity. Anti-gravity provides a repulsive force that can be used for propulsion. The MFD creates a disruption of the Earth's gravitational field upon the mass within the circular accelerator. The mass of the circular accelerator and all mass within the accelerator, such as the crew, capsule, avionics, MFD systems, fuels, crew, environmental systems, and the nuclear reactor, are all reduced by 89%. This causes the effect of making the vehicle extremely light and able to outperform and outmaneuver any craft yet constructed, except, of course, those UFOs that we did not build. Now, some say this craft is something known as an alien reproduction vehicle, which kind of, in my opinion, gives off the wrong idea. An alien reproduction vehicle is not a vehicle used for aliens to reproduce in, okay? It is supposedly a human-built reproduction of a non-human craft. the allegation, obviously, that defense contractors or secret government programs is that they had obtained technology from an extraterrestrial or otherwise non-human vehicle, and then they studied it and then attempted to reproduce its operating principles in a machine of their own. Now, for those who have listened to me for some time, you kind of know my ideas and what I believe about aliens and UFOs, but for those who haven't listened to me, until recently, I have had my doubts about various aspects of the UFO disclosure. And I still do. I say until recently because something happened to me the other night, but I'm constantly in this state of second guessing the existence of alien technology in our skies and prompting humanity to take a closer look. I tend to lean more toward the concept of this being spiritual technology given to us by angelic beings, watcher angels, archons. This is how UFOs have been described traditionally throughout time and into our ancient history. Until very recently, this has been the way. And it's until recently gone from heavenly and spiritual technology into this new everything is developable technology. This is alien tech from another planet, stuff like this. But it wasn't always considered that, okay? So very often this technology that we've had on Earth was considered something given to us by gods. And there are inscriptions and myths and religious texts and all sorts of oral traditions that have been scattered across human history that return again and again to this same idea that humanity didn't discover everything alone. Knowledge came from somewhere else. It came from gods and angels and watchers and heroes of culture and strange beings from the sea or sky. And they appear in these stories as teachers of civilization. In Mesopotamia, the Apkallu were remembered as semi-divine sages who helped establish a civilized life. We have the Anunnaki, the mysterious Oannes, who said to have emerged from the sea and taught mankind, you know, like writing and math and agriculture and architecture and law. In Egypt, we have Thoth, who was associated with writing and calculation and measurement and all sorts of sacred wisdom. And again, we have these implications that are running beneath these traditions. It's truly remarkable, and it's something that they buried in the ground and they treasured and they valued and they built to project in a way that would withstand anything that time could throw at them. Civilization was not simply invented, in other words. It was delivered. It was handed down from this sort of higher order of beings. But the motives of these beings were not always benevolent. In some Mesopotamian creation traditions, for instance, humanity exists partly to perform labor that the gods no longer wish to perform themselves, such as mining for gold and stuff like that. Agriculture and then temples and kingship and organized society, they can kind of be understood then not just as gifts, but also as a sort of infrastructure. Humanity was being made useful. Other traditions tell the opposite story, of course. The story of Prometheus, for instance, when he steals fire from the gods and gives it to mankind against the wishes of Zeus. This projects this concept of sort of this rebellious archon or this rebellious angel. Fire, of course, is more than just flame. It becomes metallurgy and tools and weapons. It becomes industry. It becomes technological independence and technological advancement. Prometheus is punished for doing this because he crossed a boundary and he transferred some kind of divine capability to humanity. I think UFOs fit in this category and certain weapons. I think there are classifications of technology, perhaps maybe even cell signal, that fit into this category. But the important detail is that the gods themselves disagree over what mankind should be allowed to possess. I am sure that they, to a certain extent, may understand the possibility that humanities could become stronger even than them if we get too much of their tech. The Book of Enoch makes this conflict even darker and more sinister. We know the story if you've listened for a while. The Watchers descend to Earth and begin teaching mankind knowledge that had previously belonged to the heavenly realm. Azazel teaches the manufacture of weapons and metalworking, while other Watchers reveal knowledge of the stars and celestial signs and enchantments and magic and hidden arts and stuff like that. Humanity becomes more capable, but also more violent. They begin to feed their women and their children to these beings so that these beings can procreate and create the Nephilim. The story presents this unsettling possibility that perhaps forbidden knowledge was not forbidden because it was evil, but because mankind wasn't prepared for it, or shouldn't have it, or shouldn't have it yet, perhaps. And this is why I believe this kind of tech is revealed in stages. The Book of Genesis carries a very comparable tension to the Book of Enoch. The serpent kind of promises that humanity's eyes will be opened through eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And after Adam and Eve eat from the forbidden tree, God declares that man has become, quote, as one of us, to know good and evil. What does that mean?
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Soon afterward, though, we can read, mankind is prevented from accessing the Tree of Life. He becomes mortal. And then we have the story that goes down in Babel. Humanity becomes technologically and socially unified, and heaven sort of intervenes. God has to intervene when it appears that mankind's potential appears almost limitless when it's united and focused on one single mission, which in the case of Babel was preventing something like the flood from ever happening again. Again and again throughout time, the boundary between humanity and the divine world seems to revolve around this knowledge and these technological capabilities. Different technology appears, or seems to appear, at different times throughout our entire timeline. We're not given everything right away. As we develop, as we make mistakes, as we enter ages and leave them, you know, as we conduct experiments and manipulate what we're given, angelic technology is delivered to us by gods and angels, archons, you know, demonic entities, stuff like, maybe not demonic entities, because I kind of envision them as being lower beings, but You get what I'm saying. They are playing chess with us. And I think sometimes when we see inventions and inventors like Nikola Tesla, where we get a glimpse of something that's been given to us, because some of this stuff can be given through divine, what's the word I'm looking for? Divine inspiration instead of divine like interference, where something is delivered in a package at your doorway. Sometimes it might actually come from inside a human's mind because it is inspired by these entities. But regardless, like I said, they're playing chess with us. And sometimes the humans in power, they see those inventions like Nikola Tesla had, and they whisk them away before the rest of humanity can get them because they want to reserve them for the elite class and whatnot. But in this way, what we have is, in the case of the TR-3B, the Dorito, the Black Triangle UFO, it is part of this class of part human, part angelic technology. If you would rather believe that they're aliens from another planet who are just curious in our species, you can if you want. I don't, but if that's your flavor, then so be it. It's totally fine. It doesn't really impact much when it comes to actually talking about this craft. Now, I was out camping at the Apostle Islands the other day on the banks of Lake Superior. I was literally right there on the lake, and me and my wife were looking up at the sky, and I swear we were seeing dozens of UFOs. I have heard the stories of how UFOs come out of these lakes and how these strange crafts and visions are visible out here by the lakes, but I've never been to the Apostle Islands and I've never camped the coast of Superior. And so I didn't really have any experiences of my own until this last week when I went and I was absolutely shocked by what I saw. And as we were watching these craft, there was all of the sudden, I don't know how to describe them other than they were orbs. They were blue and amber orbs that were darting across the sky, traveling across the sky, each in their own patterns, each in their own direction, each in their own way. And then suddenly, three of these orbs were moving in sync with each other in the shape of a triangle, you know, to, like an arrowhead. And there were two in the rear and one in the front. And this triangle, it was difficult to determine how far away from me it actually was. And we both watched it. It was huge. It was absolutely massive. It had the three corner lights, like I've described, and two of the lights appeared to me to be kind of bluish, and one of them seemed to be kind of orangish, but that might have just been my eyes. My wife wasn't really able to distinguish the colors, but this craft, I could see the stars through it. So I don't know if it was three different craft or if it was one triangular craft. It could have been transparent, but it could have also been invisibility, sort of being projected like an invisibility shield. We have this technology in the military now that was projecting the night sky from above the craft onto the belly of the craft so that it looked like I was looking through it, but in fact, I was seeing a projection of the sky above it. And we watched this thing for maybe 30 seconds as it went across the sky, and it appeared sort of far away, but at the same time very close, because it was huge. It covered a very large portion of the sky. And my wife said that it looked like she was looking at something that was trying to be invisible. It didn't look 100% transparent to her. It looked like it was attempting to be transparent. And to me, I had, for the first time, an experience that I could not really explain, something that I was seeing in the sky that I could not really explain. This thing wasn't making any sound. It was very smooth. There were no flashing lights or anything like that. And when I got home, I looked into, you know, like the invisibility thing, because I thought I was seeing three separate craft, but I found this testament from this guy who said, I was in the Air Force and I saw a UFO outside of Robins Air Force Base in 2014. I reported on it and all that and have posted about it before, but it was triangle shaped, big, and could become, quote, see-through or invisible. It seemed to turn itself off and on, but kept the blinking lights on, and it was floating pretty low to the ground. It was just above the tree line when I saw it, and it was big. I don't doubt the 100 feet that they're saying. We followed it down Houston Lake Road for a bit at regular driving speeds, and cars were slowing down and looking at it. We were not by ourselves. This was about midnight, if I remember correctly, and I even tried recording it with what I think was my iPhone 4S or Galaxy S4 Active, one of those, I don't remember which I had at the time, but we didn't get very good shots of it. Overall, just sharing my story, but it's odd how closely what they say matches what I saw as well. And that's pretty much what I feel like I saw when I say it was like invisible or see-through. It felt like we could see through the thing, but at the same time, it was one solid object in a strange way. And this isn't a unique sighting either. It seems like thousands of people have seen these things from the 60s all the way up until now, although a lot of people are saying the 80s. I did find more accounts that were further back than the 80s. I talk about those a little bit later in the video. But there's allegedly a pair of classified videos that, again, allegedly show a 100-foot black triangular UFO over a Colorado military base that remain locked away despite President Trump's new order aimed at encouraging more UFO whistleblowers to come forward. And that's reported in the Post, but I've seen it posted other places as well. And these two videos that were allegedly recorded on a service member's personal cell phone on consecutive nights in 2023 are among the pieces of evidence that certain whistleblowers say still cannot be discussed or released publicly because they remain classified by the Air Force. And those videos supposedly captured the craft zooming over mountains and actively camouflaging in clouds. They are stored, supposedly, within the Air Force Office of Special Investigations in Colorado under file numbers, which I'm not going to give them to you because to you they're just a sequence of numbers, but you can look it up pretty easily. Now, previous UFO whistleblowers warned that nothing has really changed after Trump's new order waiving non-disclosure agreements for more people with special knowledge on government programs to report to executive branch agencies, and that the best evidence is still behind a wall of classification. I'm reading here from a news article, but I think we all knew that already. Like, I think we all pretty much feel the same, that these disclosure endeavors on behalf of the White House are not really cutting it. And if we can learn anything from the Epstein files, who knows how much of it is just fake, and this disclosure is just filled with propaganda and, you know, images that aren't really honest or real, just to appease us so that we don't riot or lose our minds, or so they can distract us from something else, you know? Dylan Borland, a U.S. Air Force veteran and former private contractor, told the Post, "This does nothing for the people who could have come forward and spoken already, this disclosure effort. Nothing has changed for people who are experiencing new things." Borland testified to Congress in 2024 that he also witnessed a massive triangular UFO hovering over a NASA hangar for a few minutes without making a sound before rapidly ascending to the level of commercial jets in mere seconds. "I've done the committees, I've done the private meetings. At this point, unless I'm speaking under oath to the public, what's the point?" Borland said. Matthew Brown, who is a former defense industry contractor, came forward on the Weaponized podcast earlier this year in 2026 to reveal to the public just some of what he told the Congress and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence behind closed doors, that there was a secret Pentagon program called Immaculate Constellation that studied collected data and recovered UFOs. By now, almost everybody who is tracking this UFO disclosure stuff is familiar with that term, Immaculate Constellation. Brown said that Trump's order, frankly, doesn't do anything new. It does not free whistleblowers to speak publicly. Both Brown and Borland, coincidentally, were on the receiving end of professional reprisals and character assassinations after they blew the whistle. Borland alleges that he faced retaliation after blowing the whistle, including problems with his security clearance, workplace harassment, and a derailed career, while Brown lost his job as a contractor and was smeared as an anti-Semite to reporters after he went through the proper channels of whistleblowing. So you can see here, at least according to these guys who are seeing this thing and don't seem to be allowed to really talk about it openly, the disclosure is really just for stuff that the government has already sort of decided is okay to release. But there's probably a shit ton of stuff that's still out there. There definitely is, that we're just not going to hear about. And if people all of a sudden take these disclosure efforts and interpret them as invitations to speak, well, the government's probably going to put their finger on you for a little while first before your testimony is allowed to be heard, because it seems there is actually something going on and they don't want us to know what it really is. There was an event known as the Belgian UFO wave that began in November 1989, and a ton of reports were filed. I think it was like 13,000 reports were filed or something, but most of these were many weeks after the events. And many of the reports related a large object flying at low altitude. Some reports also stated that the craft was flat and triangular in shape with lights underneath. And the Belgian UFO wave peaked with the events of the night of March 30th, 1990. On that night, there was an unknown object that was tracked on radar, and two Belgian Air Force F-16s were actually sent to investigate. But strangely enough, neither pilot actually reported even seeing the object, and there were no reports that were received from the public on that date. But over the course of the next 2 weeks, there were reports from about 143 people who claimed to have witnessed the object. And then over the ensuing months, many others claimed to have witnessed these events as well. And following this incident, the Belgian Air Force released a report detailing the events of the night. This was a massively confusing event, so a lot of the reports seem to contradict each other, and I think that's because there were so many witnesses. Like I said, it was like something like 13,000 people in the end who reported witnessing this thing. But the details from the Air Force said that around 2300 on March 30th, 1990, the supervisor for the Control Reporting Center at Glans received reports that three unusual lights were seen moving through the sky. Some later reports stated that approximately 10 minutes later, a second set of lights was seen moving towards the first triangle. Traffic center control at Samarzaki tracked one object on its radar, and in order to scramble two F-16 fighters from Bovachain Air Base was given. In reports after the event, multiple witnesses claimed that the phenomenon was visible from the ground and described the whole formation as maintaining their relative positions while moving slowly across the sky.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
These pilots allegedly also got intermittent contact with objects, but they appeared and disappeared and moved up and down too fast, including going underground. In other words, their radar could not really maintain contact with them. The pilots, they said, never saw anything at all. It was just their radar that was picking it up. Sobeps reported that they obtained radar lock on targets 9 times, but the Belgian military only reported 3 such locks. And upon analyzing the data, all 3 radar locks were on each other. The other contacts were also found to be the result of a well-known atmospheric interference called Bragg scattering. Now, you can call it whatever you want, but what ended up happening is something that is a fairly common thing when describing this triangle. This inability to completely lock on it on radar, photograph it, or get any sort of real visual of it with technology. This is all common. So you can call it Bragg scattering. You can call it bad technology on behalf of the F-16s at the time, whatever you want to call it. But this is very common for this black triangle UFO is what I'm saying. It doesn't seem like anybody can really get a good lock on it. Anybody can really get a good photograph of it. But, like I said, allegedly 13,000 or so people say they saw this thing, and yet to this day, authorities are calling it a psychosocial event in which everybody thought they saw something, but they were all just interpreting airplanes and whatnot because the F-16s, they didn't encounter anything, allegedly. I think that this is a very common thing that the military does. When they are unable or unwilling to verify something that so many people say that they saw, they just come out with this statement saying that, yeah, people are crazy, people see what they want to see, people say what they want to say, and it was a psychosocial event because enough people's imaginations got together, and then they just sort of invented this situation that never happened. That's a common way to discredit the intelligence of the people. That's a common way to discredit your eyes. It makes you second guess. It makes you wonder if you're crazy. It makes you wonder if the government is hiding things or if you are just going insane and all of this kind of stuff. And it's kind of interesting because sometimes they'll say, well, did anybody else see it? But then as soon as you say, yeah, 12,999 other people saw it, then it just becomes, oh, well, this was just a psychosocial event then. Okay, so there's a fine line between how many people can see it before it's verified. Now, the interesting thing is that people seem to think that this thing has only been seen in the past couple decades, but I found a newspaper article from 1960 describing this same thing, and the newspaper article goes like this. It says, reports of a mysterious flying object sighted over Tyneside last night have been sent to the Air Ministry in London for investigation. The object, described as a triangular formation of lights with a red light in the center, was seen by people in Sunset, South Shields, Fawdon, and Fenham, Newcastle. A spokesman at RAF station, Acklington, said today that he had received reports on the phenomenon from at least two sources and that these had been passed on to the Air Ministry. He said, I have no further information about this, and even if I had, we are not allowed to release information. The militaries, the air forces, the airports, NASA, they don't really seem to want to report on this thing at all. But here's a story for, they're all over the internet, by the way. You can just Google this, you can find them. They are literally in abundance. There is a wide variety of people from all over the world who are reporting seeing this thing, and they're all seeing the same thing. But I want to tell you this story from about 3 years ago that I sourced from the internet. It says, I am middle-aged and live in a city in England. This happened to me in the evening, not the middle of the night. I was wide awake and on my laptop when I first saw something outside my window at the corner of my eye. I was sitting upstairs and sitting in front of a large window, tall as well as wide. I live in a residential part of a city made up of normal houses, not high rises. Though it was just about getting dark, my curtains were not closed, so something caught my eye while I was on my computer, and I looked out the window and I saw a kind of bell-shaped UFO that was very close by, literally right across the street. It was not just vague lights in the distance. This was close, and it was hovering and moving very slowly. It was dusk, and there was also a lot of ambient light from the street lights and other houses, so I could clearly see the object in the air. I did not see moving lights, I just saw some sort of metallic craft. I got up and walked to the window to get a closer look of it, and immediately realized I was looking at something extraordinary. I could not then hear any sound coming from it. It was hovering just over the house and gardens across the road, very low down on the skyline, literally just skimming the rooftops of 1930s style houses. I don't recall it being lit up like in its windows or anything, though it did seem to have some. But I could see it perfectly well despite that, as there was enough light. It was no bigger than the width of a normal house. It then moved very slowly in a diagonal kind of line towards my house. And I didn't want to stop watching it, but turned my back for a few seconds to go grab my phone to start getting some photos or videos. This thing had been going much slower than even a car in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. It was not just seen and then gone in a flash. The whole thing lasted a good few seconds from start to finish, and it was very close. A couple of minutes later, a black triangle as seen from directly underneath it, following almost exactly the same flight pattern as the first, went over, at the same kind of speed, maybe a tiny bit faster than the first craft. I noted in great detail the underside, and at this time got a much better look as there was no time lost trying to grab my phone or open the window. I also heard a sound, a quiet but distinct humming noise. There was no engine roar coming from it or rush of wind or backdraft as one would expect from any normal craft. It was very quiet, much quieter than a car, in fact, and I did not see anything in the atmosphere be impacted by it, like trees blowing about more or whatever. I saw the detailed pattern beneath the craft and also its lights beneath it too. So there were lights beneath it, six red ones, three on the left and three on the right side of the triangle. None at the back of the triangle or its center. They were not beams of light, they were just there. I'm not sure for what. I shot video of it passing right over, thinking of how amazing footage it would be as it was so close and the atmosphere was so well lit. Wouldn't it be surprising if somebody actually got good footage of this thing? But as it turns out, neither this guy nor anybody else actually seems to be able to get the footage, because when they look back at their footage, there's either nothing there or the footage is distorted in some way. I found quite literally hundreds of stories, but I know that there's thousands, if not millions, out there because I got tired of reading them. A lot of people tell this story. I couldn't stop finding them. So I couldn't help but ask myself, why exactly are people not getting footage or pictures of this thing? There are footage and pictures, and some of them are in this video, but none of them are explaining anything more than any of the others, and a lot of the footage is just so-so. Sometimes you wonder if it's real, sometimes you wonder if it's AI, sometimes you wonder if what you're seeing is what people are describing, or if it's perhaps something else. But then it occurred to me that these things can go invisible. If they can go invisible, then they probably have a certain type of technology that also distorts the way a camera sees them. You see, it's almost common knowledge that the government, at least ours, we've got invisibility down, especially through the lens of a camera. It's a technology that we already have. There's a ship out there called the Eclipse. And this is a Russian ship, so the Russians have it too. This is the world's largest private yacht, or it was at the time of this article's writing, and it's owned by Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich, and it features a high-tech anti-photography system that uses lasers to seek out and deny cameras. And this system was reportedly installed in the $1 billion-plus ship back in 2009. It uses lasers to literally scan the surrounding area for digital camera CCD sensors like you find in phones or any other camera. And when it discovers a camera being pointed at the ship, the system beams a bright light directly into the camera to completely wash out any photograph as it's being exposed. The shield can be easily switched off to allow special guests the opportunity to snap the rare personal photograph. And only when paparazzi, allegedly, are spotted is the system flipped on.
Pentagon scientists have finished testing on an early weapon that can make laser plasma balls talk.
Stop, or we will be forced to fire upon you.
It's called the laser-induced plasma effect, and it's made by the Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Directorate. So what they've done is basically created a laser that can shoot out to a certain distance, and they can pipe in sound waves through it, and actually make human voice sounds and commands.
Stop, or we will be forced to fire upon you.
Now, where this becomes useful is around an area we want to keep a perimeter secure. So essentially, you can shoot out this laser, you can then talk to the people on the edge of the perimeter rather than sending troops out there and tell them to get away, or you're going to shoot, or get away, or they're going to use other means to deter them. And that same laser can be used to actually target the individual and create heat through pinpricks, like microscopic pinpricks in their skin, even beneath clothing. It's extremely uncomfortable and people move out of the way almost immediately. At the same time, the exact same laser is also being used as kind of a never-ending flashbang grenade. It can basically, with a power source, it can constantly create audible effects to deter and confuse and disorient people, just like a flashbang grenade that you would have in your kit, but would only be able to flash once, maybe twice, depending on the design. Now, it's still a few years away. They just finished testing to get the audio portion through the laser in a laboratory setting this year, but they expect to have a fieldable version within the next 5 years that troops could use to protect different areas or put on mobile platforms to disperse crowds or use in a non-lethal way in theater.
I mean, dude, this kind of stuff just shows you that we really have no concept of what kind of technology they're developing at any given time. Even if you follow the research that is available to be witnessed in the media, you have to know that if it's being shown in the media, it's not their top tech. And whatever they've got hidden in the black programs is like 10 to a billion times more insane. And so you might as well just stop trying to figure out what technology they have, because I would say that it's pretty close to like time travel. Like I'm like almost to the point in that I believe that time travel is actually occurring and it has something to do with CERN. And I'm like working on this episode now where I think they're trying to bring somebody back from the past. Okay. I you know, that's all I'm going to say right now, but this kind of stuff is insane to me. And there's no way that we can even begin to understand what they're developing because it is so deeply buried. And just witnessing what they have on the surface is enough to blow our minds. It's crazy. We're like little children at a magician show. Like, oh, wow. But the real trick is behind the scenes. It's just It's insane and depressing and frustrating to come to this conclusion, but in the end, it only encourages a higher, more meaningful relationship with God and getting right in your soul, because this stuff is out of our control. But back to the invisibility thing, because I just went on a tangent there. But we've also got invisibility cloaks that soldiers can wear. We've also got invisibility screens, and it's very intriguing technology. But it goes without saying, if we've got it down here on the ground and we've got it on the water, heck yeah, we got it in the sky as well, especially in regards to our aircraft that we don't want anybody knowing about. It's just, it's like, of course we have anti-photography.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Technology on UFOs. That's why we can never get great photos of them. That's why anytime we get anything that looks like anything, we idolize this image and be like, see, it's the smoking gun. And really, is it though? You know, it's just, it's still really blurry. It's still really hard to see what's going on. I can't even really get a full picture of the shape of these things a lot of the time in these photos. And that makes people be like, kind of like, skeptical of the whole thing. Well, what if I told you that was because these things have a technology that make it look like that in photographs? But this isn't the only creepy technology that I think the Black Manta has. The Black Manta or the TR-3B, the Dorito, the Black Triangle craft, whatever you want to call it, it's speculated to have what's known as the anti-gravity technology of our nightmares. And this turns a lot of people off to the concept of it being real, because they say that having no gravity is impossible. But turns out that counteracting the gravity in various ways can be achieved. For instance, the UFO is thought to perhaps use nuclear energy to accelerate high-pressure plasma, which would create an anti-gravity field around it, which would make it make sense. Also, specialized thrust generators on board the craft seem to offer rapid transitions in speed, orientation, and position. And military.com itself states that the plasma created through nuclear reactions significantly reduces radar signatures, enhancing the aircraft's survivability and lethality. The perceived capability coincides with the TR-3B's reported sightings at various locations. It is said that this thing is mostly sighted near water, including lakes, which would makes sense considering I saw it off of the coast of Superior, you know, in one of the Great Lakes, but people have been seeing it everywhere. And given the aircraft's relatively flat triangular shape, as suggested by almost all sightings, it's pretty much confirmed that any number of advanced systems could be installed on this platform, from aperture radars and high-resolution cameras to electro-optical infrared sensors. Whatever you want to say, it's generally considered to be a sort of ship that watches or observes. The patterns seem to suggest that sensing and data gathering missions are the primary objective of this craft. Now, all of this information connected me to something very real, horrifying, and verified, I might add, that not many people have heard about. And it's called Marauder. Like I've been going over this whole episode, according to all of the most famous versions of the story of the Black Triangle craft, the TR-3B, it supposedly contains a circular accelerator surrounding what could be called the crew compartment. And inside that accelerator is plasma, that it appears to be plasma, that's held and manipulated by enormous electromagnetic fields. This is the assumption based on our visual analysis of the craft. And the claim is that this system somehow reduced the effective mass of the aircraft, allowing it to move with this extraordinary speed and maneuverability. And there's no public evidence proving that this gravity-reducing effect was ever achieved, by the way. That is important to say. But the architecture itself of the craft seems to present this evidence, that it's a ring of plasma somehow held there through magnetic confinement. Extreme electrical power is put off. Electromagnetic acceleration is witnessed. Those are not concepts that are invented entirely by UFO folklore. You know, those are real things that this craft seems to embody or contain or be built upon. They're not just random concepts from sci-fi, because each of them independently is something real. All of these elements were actually sitting inside real Air Force laboratories being developed during the same era, just not by the same exact people or in the same exact building. But all of those elements that we see in the Black Triangle craft, the TR-3B, they were all being developed independently at the same time. Marauder was doing something remarkably similar, in other words, but for a very different stated purpose than to build this craft. And these researchers who were working as part of Marauder were creating these toroidal rings of magnetized plasma. They were compressing them and they were stabilizing them with magnetic fields, and then they were accelerating them to incredible velocities using these enormous bursts of electrical energy. And it's not like they were claiming to build anti-gravity aircraft or anything. They were, according to them, just studying hypervelocity plasma projectiles, radiation production, electromagnetic effects, and power that's pulsed, like pulsed power. But if someone in the 80s had described a machine that was capable of forming a donut of electrically charged matter and firing it at thousands of kilometers per second, it would have sounded almost indistinguishable from science fiction. And yet, that's exactly what was going on. The machine existed at that time. So, of course, it is only better now. In the early 1990s, we have publicly documented military experiments involving plasma rings, and this immense amount of experimentation on magnetic fields and how powerful they are. Look at CERN. CERN kind of operates on magnets as well, as well as these megajoule electrical systems. And only a few years later, stories begin circulating about this mysterious classified black triangular aircraft whose alleged central mechanism was a magnetically accelerated ring of plasma. Now keep in mind, these were military experiments, okay? They were experiments by military scientists and engineers. That's important because, of course, you would find those components on military craft. One possibility is that the TR-3B story was constructed from publicly available science. Somebody familiar with Marauder, with these experiments, with this research, pulsed power research and plasma physics, they could have taken legitimate experimental technology and literally built an elaborate mythology around it. And if that's the case, the existence of Marauder, which is true, doesn't necessarily support the Black Triangle craft story. It just supplied the logic for the story. But that would have to, for that to be true, everybody who has ever witnessed the craft would have to be we would have to discredit all of them. They would all be discredited. They would all be seen as liars have to be told that they are liars, that they didn't see what they saw. But Marauder most definitely provides for us the ingredients for what would make this craft a real thing, a possibility that shouldn't be ignored. But there is another possibility. Marauder could represent only the sort of visible tinge or edge of a much larger body of classified research that we haven't even begun to dig into. Because if we are weaponizing or manipulating plasma in order to create a sort of counter-gravity technology, my friends, we are deep in the weeds. Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory was involved in compact plasma torus research that preceded Marauder. Coincidentally, Livermore would later appear again inside these unverified stories surrounding the Black Triangle craft program. The connection is, you guessed it, Edgar Fouché. And in the version of the TR-3B story that he tells, which became popular in the 90s, Fouché specifically named Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory alongside Sandia National Laboratories as the facilities responsible for developing the TR-3B's alleged exotic propulsion technology. So at a minimum, even if you just want to say Fouché is a liar, he never saw that craft, he just says he did, the laboratory that was developing the tech that could develop the aircraft was already developing the tech that could develop the aircraft, so it wouldn't really be that far-fetched to say that they also developed the aircraft. The government really was creating magnetically confined plasma rings. It really was accelerating them electromagnetically. It really was building machines that were capable of releasing staggering amounts of electrical energy within fractions of a second. It really was counteracting, developing technology that was countering gravity. And it really was studying what happened when those plasma structures interacted violently with matter and magnetic fields and the surrounding atmosphere. But Fouché went even further. He said that this technology was reverse engineered, remember? Meaning that he wasn't just saying Livermore scientists just independently discovered some exotic plasma propulsion system, even though I'm by no means saying that humans can't be smart and develop this kind of technology, but that's not what the whistleblower said. His story implied that scientists were attempting to reproduce technology that originated elsewhere within the broader UFO recovered style technology narrative, the whole Area 51 crashed craft that were re-engineering type stuff. But I don't think it's impossible to strike down an angelic being, prefer to believe that this technology was gifted. or given in some way, in some trade, in some exchange, or for some means that somebody like me can simply not even conceptualize. And the reason is exactly the reason that I gave you in the first place. For thousands of years, human beings have told these stories about intelligences that come from somewhere beyond ordinary human experience. They descend from the heavens. They appear in light. They possess knowledge that mankind doesn't possess. They're in golden chariots. They teach us things. They warn us and manipulate us. And, you know, they set up kingdoms and kings and they demand sacrifices. Look at all of the great ancient civilizations. Sometimes they interfere with bloodlines. Sometimes they take people away. Sometimes they, you know, they give humanity weapons or knowledge that it perhaps was not ready or did not need to have. And disturbingly often, they seem deeply interested in what human beings do with one another, because this realm is overtaken and death is feeding hungry gods. And anything that leads to death leads to satisfying hungry gods. The names change depending upon the civilization that's telling the story. So whether it's gods, angels, watchers, star people, jinn, spirits, messengers from heaven, it doesn't really matter. It's the same thing. But somewhere in the 20th century, almost without anybody noticing, the philosophical implications of it changed. We changed the vocabulary again. And now they're extraterrestrials. Now they're aliens. Now it's highly advanced technology that we can reverse engineer. And suddenly the chariot, well, now it's a spacecraft. The heavenly messenger is an alien visitor. The divine weapon is nothing more than some advanced technology. The thing descending from the stars is not a god, because modern man, of course, has decided that gods belong to religion, and religion is whatever, and machines are real. Machines belong to reality. But why are we so certain that those are different categories? Maybe that is the assumption that we should be questioning. It's one that I have been questioning a lot lately. You know, what if angels and archons are artificial? They can't create. But they do have certain things, and we can create. When someone tells me that the government may possess alien technology, my immediate question is, why is it alien? Who told us that? If something non-human gave mankind technology, how would we possibly know whether its origin was another planet or dimension or some unknown aspect of consciousness or the same realm that our ancestors spent thousands of years calling heaven or the spirit realm or the domain of the gods, you know? Imagine bringing a modern aircraft back 3,000 years, or like a car, or like an iPhone. Imagine just bringing it back a few thousand years. Nobody watching it descend would describe, you know, turbines, alloys, or batteries, or electromagnetic anti-gravity systems. They wouldn't describe it that way. They would describe a being from heaven, maybe riding inside a shining chariot, or carrying some sort of divine weapon or tablet of the gods or something, you know?
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
But perhaps the reverse is also true. A modern civilization that has sort of lost the language of the sacred might actually witness something profoundly strange and immediately describe it technologically simply because they no longer believe in the spirit at all. They don't believe in spiritual things at all. We've just used different words in the modern times than our ancient ancestors used. Ancient people said these things were interested in human reproduction. Modern abductees say they're interested in reproduction. Ancient people describe gods creating hybrids between themselves and mankind. Modern UFO and alien mythology describe hybridization programs. Ancient traditions describe beings that demanded blood. Modern encounter stories contain this bizarre fixation on blood and tissue and genetics and reproductive material. The ancient gods divided nations, appointed rulers, and commanded men into war. Modern conspiracy lore asks whether non-human intelligences to this day are influencing governments and human conflict. You don't have to believe those stories from ancient times literally to notice that there is a pattern. And that pattern leads us to the conclusion that we just stopped calling them gods, but they were at one point gods. Maybe an intelligence that appeared 2,000 years ago would be interpreted according to the worldview of 2,000 years ago, while exactly the same intelligence appearing over Nevada today would be interpreted through aerospace engineering and sci-fi terms. But in the end, they are the same thing. They're the same monster, the same beast, the same god, the same archons. My questions that I have are, when I see these things, they're more like, why are they trying to make us believe it's aliens? How does this fit in with the AI data centers, the flock stuff, and the manipulation of reality? What's really going on with the perception that they want us to have of the world around us? Is it perhaps more likely that they're trying to make us more afraid of something that doesn't exist while they distract us from what does? And that's that the fact that there are angels and demons at war here is the real truth. Throughout time, we as believers are taught that Satan is the master of lies, and it would seem the CIA and the first world governments of the world are pretty deep in on that scheme. What if these people are actually just evil and attempting to convince you a reality that is not really real is real? Everything is the opposite of what it is, people. Trust that. Do not believe the stories. Look for the real explanations that make sense, the ones that are rooted in history. If aliens were real and they were actually a threat, don't you think these governments would be expending every single ounce of their energy to work together to save the planet? And yet they're not. They're clenching their fists around us, around you, and around me. not aliens, not protecting the atmosphere or the outer atmosphere or space. They're building grids and systems to meticulously monitor your every move, your car's every place that it goes, your eyes every dart this way and that, your mouth's every word. Without giving so much as an inkling of attention to these crafts and aliens, other than telling you that they must either be aliens or not exist, and then making fun of them on the White House website. There is no concern about what's happening up there. Therefore, I have to conclude that it must not be a real threat. This is not a physical war with aliens we're seeing. It's a spiritual war between the powers and the gods. And the gods, they are squeezing the powers on Earth to comply. They do so by squeezing us, just as they did throughout the entire timeline of civilization. It's all about slaves and blood. When it became illegal to enslave a group, we all became the slaves so that nobody was excluded. Their game is controlling the population of Earth because the people can make a difference, and they know that. We can cause change, per the chaos theory, per the butterfly effect, but it requires great sacrifice, and as long as the Matrix keeps us bound tightly enough, we will over time become convinced that sacrifice is pointless, so we must simply endure. But soon, we will be told what God to believe in, because the other one is racist, or sexist, or classist, or anti-cult, or anti-government, or any other label that they slap on anything, just like they do with everything else. It will really be that simple. There's not going to be a bang, and then all of a sudden it's bad. Dystopia creeps in. It creeps in without you noticing. It's an ivy, it's a disease, it is a desert, and it's inching across the landscape, one grain at a time. And before we even realize it, they'll be sending out the digital dogs and the talking lasers to scoop us up while we're in the middle of our prayers to the anti-government god. So stay safe out there. Think about this stuff critically. And in case I don't see ya, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle, refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
From athletic stuff like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.